Okay, okay. I see what's happening, yeah. You're face to face with greatness and it's strange. You don't even know how you feel. It's adorable. Well, it's nice to see that humans never change. Open your eyes, let's begin. Yes, it's really me, it's Maui, breathe it in.
Hi guys, welcome back to the show. 我是 Jenny.
Hey guys, I'm Adam.
今天呢，我们开言英语要带给你的就是日常生活当中这个不客气啊。You're welcome. 除了 you're welcome, 其实也有很多不同的说法，特别是用在不一样程度的这个不客气上面。
That's right. There's all kinds of ways to say this response, this phrase, in all kinds of different situations.
好，那如果你不想只说 you're welcome 呢，今天的节目就会丰富你的英语词汇啊，还有你的英语表达。那当然在我们音频版本之余呢，我们每一期节目都有文字版，只要到我们开言英语的微信公众号，开放的开，语言的言，点击小键盘，然后输入每集节目的关键字就可以找到了。今天我们的关键字呢就是不客气。好，那虽然不客气，我们前面说 you're welcome 是所有人都最熟悉的说法，But I think this also is worth talking a bit more.
Yeah.
Because you're welcome 是不客气，但是呢，如果你只说 welcome, this has a totally different meaning.
Yeah, welcome. Hey, great that you're here.
就是欢迎的意思。Yeah. 所以虽然英语里有很多的说法，平时可以简化 ，you can shorten them, you can simplify them, but with the words or the saying you're welcome.不客气它还是完整的 you're welcome,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Welcome 是欢迎啊。
Okay, I think before we get to the list, there is one thing I often heard, something, a very small mistake. I've heard a lot of English students say, it doesn't matter. For like, you're welcome, right? Like, thanks, doesn't matter.
I'm also guilty of saying that. I was guilty of saying that. 我以前会这样说。
But it makes sense, right?
因为这个就比较像我们中文的没关系，不客气。
Right.
It doesn't matter. 但在英语里面 it doesn't matter 的意思是
This would be more like for sorry. Like, hey, you know, sorry, I'm late. Oh, it doesn't matter. Like, or
就那样的没关系。在 it doesn't hurt 那种感觉是吧 It doesn't matter.
Right.
反正大家记住 thank you 的 response 不是 it doesn't matter.
Never it doesn't matter.
好那 thank you 它的很好的一些回答是什么呢 Let's begin our list.
Okay.
So we kind of categorized our list today. 我们把我们今天要说的这些小短语呢分成了三个大类吧我觉得是、第一个大类基本上都是会含有 no 或者 not 这个词
right. Okay, so the first one, one of my favorite expressions, no worries.
Mine too.
Yeah, hey, no worries.
Me too,
no worries.
对因为 我是真的在澳大利亚的时候开始使用、并且爱上这个说法、
yeah.
Don't you feel like Aussies, 澳洲人特别爱说 no worries?
No worries, mate.
对啊对啊 thank you, no worries, mate. 就是他们叫女生也会 no worries, mate. 我又不是个 mate, 我是女的 but I'll still say it, right? But in America, people say that too?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah.
因为我觉得它就是很简单的一个 very casual, very friendly.
Yeah, no worries, no worries.
Just kind of rolls of your tongue, 就是很顺口嘛说起来。
Right.
我觉得这里要注意的就是这个 worries、是 plural、
right.
是复数
gotta have that S
对不要说 no worry
no worry
对不对要 no worries、那接下来的这一个呢 it's very similar to no worries、it's
no sweat、
这个我以前和 Spencer 做节目的时候另外一个主题我们也讲过这个、no sweat、sweat 是出汗、是吧它这里的意思就是小事一桩嘛就没关系
Right, yeah, yeah
No sweat 接下来的我觉得大家都熟悉了 No problem
No problem, yeah
Thank you, no problem Or not at all
Yeah, not at all
Not at all 那我觉得值得讲的可能就是像 not at all 这个它完全就可以独立做做一个 response, right、People say thank you 你可以说 you're welcome Not at all、或者你就可以直接只说 not at all
right exactly
thank you for your help
oh not at all
not at all 对吧 or don't mention it.
Yeah, don't mention it. That's good.
哎，我觉得这个 don't mention it 可能就是我们前面用错的那个 it doesn't matter、
mm.
其实更好的一个替代一个 alternative、
right.
是 don't mention it.
Yeah, don't mention it.
也是啊，就是区区小事、mm. 对吧，不要那么客气啊、mm. 因为其实我觉得客气嘛，就前两天我们会员课程不是有三体的那个三体小说英语翻译刘宇坤，他就说他觉得中翻英最难的就是看似简单的词，比如什么客气、
right,
老师、
yeah. sure.
就是你想想它是很简单，但是 it's such a、like culturally embedded term、
right.
当中包含了很多文化，你说这个客气 don't be so polite, don't treat you, yourself as a guest 就,、
right.
就很难用英语来表达。
It's true, it's true.、
Mm, so just don't mention it. No sweat, no worries. Okay, so all of、these ones我觉得它是用在是不是一些很小的事情。
Yeah.
人家说 thank you.
Yep, just like everyday stuff. Somebody holds the door for you. Somebody does something nice for you.
就是一些小帮忙、小帮助 little gestures of kindness.
Right.
你可以这样来回答他们啊。那如果别人帮了你大忙然后你说谢谢可以怎么回答呢？
Oh, can we save that for one second and just do a few more of these little ones?
啊、oh, 好小忙的。
Yeah, because、oh. I mean, like, this is the kind of stuff that most of us are going to see,、experience.
On a daily basis.
On a daily basis.
日常、
So we already talked about ones that have no and not.
Yeah.
But a few of these ones have the word you inside of it, right? Because someone's、oh. saying, thank you, and now you are...
Replying with the word you. For example, this response.
You bet.
You bet.
You bet.
我发现 you bet 真是好像北美人特别爱用的口头禅。
Mm.
我经常比如什么去超市买个东西啊或者中午去买午餐然后那个收银员我说 thank you, 然后他们经常就会跟你说 you bet,
you bet,
you bet, 然后刚开始我还不知道这是什么意思其实就是 you're welcome,、
mm. right? Right, right,
right. But it has, because you're welcome is kind of, 就是比较正式而且比较、mm. textbookish, 比较书本。
Yeah.Right.
那我觉得像 you bet 这种就是 it has more personality, I feel like.
Yes.
是一个比较有个性然后也是一个就是很 casual 的一个说法。
Right, and actually speaking of that and speaking of casual, I think if the person says to me thanks instead of like thank you,
yeah.
I think whenever I hear thanks, that's when I think you bet.
Like,
thanks, you bet.
就这一组他们在那个正式或者 casual 不正式的程度上是很对应的、
mm.
对因为如果别人很正式的 thank you very much、
mm.
你不太会用 you bet
you bet
because it's too 那个程度是不
it's not quite matched up、perfectly.
对不 match 对不对所以小的日常我们刚刚举的例子啊你可以 you bet、
mm.
thank you 像我觉得我们的那个主播 Tara 她这是她的口头禅 it's、her pet phrase、
oh, okay.
我经常我说 Tara could you 比如说 write a new lesson 什么 do this 然后她就会对她就会经常 you bet 哎呀我觉得 bet 其实它的意思是那个什么打赌啊什么的、mm. 就是反正这里意思就是啊肯定的我帮你这个忙没问题
right, right, right.
好 OK, so besides you bet, 还有一个和 you 有关的说法
You could say, you got it.
You got it.
Yeah, you got it.
You got it.
Thanks, you got it.
Oh, 其实就是 you're welcome, 也是一样的
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
就是 yes, I helped you. You got it. You got my help. 对我觉得就大家不用 overanalyze,
right,
不用去深究 你就 just know there are responses, there areCasual, friendly responses to thanks, right.
right?
You bet, you got it.
You got
or
it.
Sure thing.
Sure thing.
就没问题。
Right, right, right.
Which reminds me, can you say no problem?
Yeah, of course.
Thank you.
No
problem.
Problem,
right? 小事一桩啊。No problemo.
No problemo.
就是大家会发现到美国好像他们会有很多这种西班牙语的这个、
yeah.
日常的小表达已经进入到美语里面。
Right, no problemo. Well, now that you mention it, there is another Spanish one, Donada.
Donada,
yeah,
exactly.
Donada.
就是他们的这种 no problem.
Right, yeah.
Not at all, 这样的啊。好，那我们今天最后要看的这一组呢，就是前面我 问到，如果是比较大的一些帮忙，你感谢别人、啊收到感谢的时候可以怎么回复？
Okay, so the example that comes into my mind is like moving.
搬家。
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal.、Mm. You ask your friends to help, they will help you. And when you say thank you, you know, I mean, it's really a big thank you.
对，那这个时候回答可以说
I mean, I could say something like, my pleasure.
My pleasure. 这也是我们很早学到的 It's a very, I think it's a very graceful response, 对不对？My pleasure, 很乐意帮忙啊。或者我觉得 anytime 也很好。
Anytime, yeah, anytime.
Anytime 就是任何时间你需要我帮忙我都会帮、right. 对吧就 anytime、然后我觉得这个就是 when you say these things it makes you just seem like a very helpful、
yep.
a very good friend
anytime
对不对 anytime、happy to help
happy to help、yeah.
对很高兴能帮到你啊 happy、mm. to help 我们说到这些是比如你已经帮完了以后你、mm. happy to help
happy to have helped
对我想问你的就是它的时间节点是都可以用吗 What I meant is
if it's, I probably want to wait until it's all done the furniture is all moved
比如我要搬家然后我还没有搬我就说 Adam could you help me move this weekend、
right.
这个时候你会说 happy to help 或者 anytime 吗、
I would probably say like、no worries orYeah, I would save these ones until after.
Like, 对对对所以这个是关键
Right, so before, you know, if Jenny says, Adam, can you, please don't ask me to help, you know,、
okay.
you can hire someone. But if Jenny does ask me to help, I could say, yeah, like, no problem.、Yeah.
When do you need me to be there?
Sure, or just I would be happy to help, maybe、instead of just happy to help.
对因为今天我们说这一组呢都是你已经就是那个忙已经帮完了、别人说 thank you 你可以怎么回答对不对
Right.
Okay, kind of continuing with this、being a very helpful friend theme 觉得还有一个可以说的就是 It was nothing
It was nothing, yeah
对
yeah.
而且这里我们直接用到了 past tense 对不对、
yeah.
就是已经帮完了、
right.
别人谢谢你
It was nothing it was really nothing, yeah
对 it was really nothing, 就是哎一点小忙 don't mention it,、
right.
别提对不对 OK, 今天呢又学了很多 different ways to say you're welcome,、不客气的说法希望大家、能够在日常生活当中除了 you're welcome,、来扩充一下自己的英语表达。
Jenny, yeah, we got one more really good one, really short one.、
还有吗
just one.If someone says thanks, you can just say, yep.
这样也可以吧
yep.
Is it a dude's thing? 是男生经常
Probably, yeah, probably.
对吧是吧、
yeah.
比如你的比如 Spencer 让你帮他搬家什么搬好他说谢谢你你可以 yep.
I'm kind of thinking more like an old man. Maybe not too old, but just like,、oh. like an adult man, male, you know, if he holds the door for me and、I say something like thanks, yup.
OK, 就那种沉默寡言年纪比较大的男的、他也不太善于表达自己别人说 thank you, thanks, 他就会 yup.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know in his heart, he meant happy to help.
Right, exactly.
Anytime.、
you got it.
好那今天我们的节目就到这儿平时别人说谢谢的时候你会、你比较喜欢用今天哪些说法来回复来说不客气呢大家在留言里面可以跟我们分享包括日常你有什么这种很常用的这种小口语小短语你有困惑你想知道的也可以在留言里面告诉我们下次呢我们也会 happy to help 乐意给大家做节目 OK 今天我们的节目结束了但是开言的会员课程永远都不会间断因为我们每天都会发布新课不管是日常生活还有工作职场海外文化和旅游你都能找到适合自己级别和兴趣的课程包括我们也已经发布了有将近1000节各种各样实用的主题都希望我们的会员可以去好好的学习去学习对自己有用的英语如果你还不是我们会员的话呢可以到我们的微信公众号升级学习一年只要629而且在升级之前呢公众号的菜单里面还有免费试用的一个按钮大家可以先去试一下 OK thank you for listening we'll see you next time 再见
Bye guys
you!